The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. I live in a world that matches a view of happiness I've held for a long time. Or maybe it's truer to say that, though I live in that world, I also sometimes feel as though happiness is still a little way off from where I stand, a room I enter sometimes, but in which I'm seldom permitted to lie down. I don't think that description captures my life exactly, but maybe it says something about how happiness, in practice, can feel different from our long-cherished theories of happiness. Often, I feel like I'm doing things all wrong because some crucial portion of my happiness seems to hinge upon my needing to derive deep aesthetic satisfaction from the furniture in my living room. And because even then, I can't rest until I've picked up every last toy train left in the wake of my tornado-like sons. I feel inferior to the parents I see on playgrounds and at birthday parties, people who have learned to accept their, our, lot. People who don't seem wild with the longing to gather themselves up and go sit quietly in a clean, beautiful room to just think their own thoughts in peace. People who can sit with other parents talking about their children and not feel some vital part of themselves squeezed as if by a vice. The fact that my happiness is pitched toward such selfish things causes me to feel as though I shouldn't deserve to feel happy. Even when we love the life we have, what we still can't help but want can feel like a trap, like a dangerous distraction from the joy we actually have. Today's poem is In Which Our Wants Are Worlds by Jasmine Reed. We have a house in the suburbs, and it is quiet enough here to hear when flowers open their mouths to speak. It is spring. We have two kids, and I stopped painting my nails. We have two prescription bottles of antidepressants, and your loneliness swallows them all one night. We have a roof that doesn't leak, and a Saturn view of Mercury with squeaky brake pads. Every time we slow down, it sounds like the car is warning. What small nag. Want. We speed up, and our backs press flat against the seats. We speed up, and want is the hum of the engine, the street lamps blurring past. We can't move. We bought a vehicle of want. Our hearts rot oppressively in the trunk. You tattoo an arc of I am, I am, I am. Want under your left breast. You dye your hair pink. You have your mother's smile and your father's sense of humor. When he yells, your lips flare and sun-scorch the walls, radiating an attractive array of want. I am not a good Chinese boy. Your grandmother cries over dinner, but you say you are very, very happy. I am 8, and the boy I love lives in the attic. I am 8 and covet my sister's flower dress. No one tells me I can't have the boy and the dress. My want lives in marigold fingertips. My want is the god of touch. My want petals in spring and blooms all summer. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.